And I would like to play a little tune I just composed not so long ago.
Miss Billie Holiday.
The music called jazz.
Stomp.
Give me a beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce.
Yeah. DJ.
Baby Monster.
Scratching and give me a beat.
Every third Monday of the month on Radio Laura. Good evening, Zurich. DJ Baby Monster here, and like every third Monday of the month, I am bringing you the music of my choice. It's Give Me a Beat, Radio Laura, of course, 97.5 megahertz, or you can listen to us via web. www.laura.ch, and then as soon as you land on the page, you will see a web radio and you can click on it and listen to me right now. So it's already really a summer here in Zurich. Today is super warm and they're expecting a heat the whole week. So all of us that really love and enjoy summer, this is an amazing time. And it's really also funny how in Zurich, something happens with the summer. It's almost like the whole city wakes up and everybody are at the lake swimming and or chilling in the little cafes and bars and just enjoying. But in tonight's show, I'm going to focus on a different city and on the festival happening in that particular city. So basically, a few weeks ago, end of May and beginning of June, I was attending Primavera Sound in Barcelona and, of course, reviewing the festival by exploring the female factor of the festival. Now, for everybody that knows a little bit about the festivals and music, they know that Primavera Sound has been a leader in achieving a gender-balanced program. For years, they have been putting a standard of booking almost the same amount of male and female artists. And I do have to say many festivals are trying to do the same, and they're doing it really well, like Flow Festival that I attended last year, Coachella, even Rock Consent that I really love. Because I think here in Switzerland, we're still not there, and it's a little bit embarrassing, but I'm just hoping that this trend will somehow transfer slowly into Switzerland and that we will see this also in all the festivals happening around us. Now, Primavera Sound actually happened for 21st time. And it's really weird that this was my first time attending, considering that, I've been always following what's happening there and so on. But in another way, it's also logical. I've been going to Coachella for many, many years. And actually, Primavera happening at this time, usually I would be returning from Coachella and some road trip that I did, and I just couldn't really take another holiday and go to another festival. Basically, it was just too close to what I was doing. Now, many, many years ago, I went to the Sonar, the one happening in June. And during pandemic, I attended the Sonar that happened in October 2021. And I have to say, sometime during pandemic, I decided that I will go into Primavera. And, you know, the first time I had an opportunity, which was actually this year, is when I decided to take that chance. So this was really a great experience. I mean, Primavera Sound always has an amazing lineup. I think people just love performing there. And what is not to love? So the festival is held in Parc del Fòrum in Barcelona. This is in an area of town called Poblenou. And basically, it's in the town. It's well connected by metro, buses. You can even walk if you're staying in Poblenou, which is what I actually did. And this makes it super convenient. You know, this is something that I always love about the festival. That moment when the festival finishes and you can actually walk back to your hotel instead of waiting for the transport. But even if you are waiting for a transport, it's really important that you're well connected and things are close. And this is something I've experienced with the European festivals. And Primavera Sound does it really, really well, because on top of all of this and this festival happening in the town, it is actually happening on the seaside. So regardless of how hot it is, you have the sea breeze, you have like seagulls around you, you just have that vibe like you are on the beach, but actually you are on the festival and you are listening to amazing music and you are just embracing every moment of it. So in the nutshell, this was my Primavera Sound Barcelona experience. Lots of great music, great vibes, really some super interesting stands. You could have fun just going around. The only problem was, of course, that after listening to 10, 12 hours of music, your back is hurting, your feet are hurting, everything is hurting. But, you know, you're at the festival, there is great food, there are drinks, there are people that are in a mood, and most importantly, there are some amazing artists performing on the stage. Now, on top of this, actually by exploring the female factor of the festival, I managed to get together with two female artists, and this is what I'm bringing for you in tonight's show. Together with the impression of the festival, I will be focused on two artists. I will start with a Dagger Moth and Sara Ditone, and then follow up with Last Apollo or Lucy Rice. Now, after that, I will still play some of the female artists that I've seen, because there were many amazing artists. And really, as I said, with such a great gender-balanced program, it's easy to see also some amazing female artists and the same amount as amazing male artists or male bands and so on. So there are many reviews that I did and that I posted on my social media. I will remind you about that a little bit later, but let me go back to the festival. Now, there are many possibilities for you to see Primavera Sound. Primavera Sound is not happening only in Barcelona. As a matter of fact, this year, it was the first time happening in Madrid as well. Unfortunately, there was some bad weather and some cancellations, but it did happen in a similar lineup. Since 2012, the festival is also happening in Porto. So that's another opportunity for you to attend. And there are other editions. There are several editions in South America, in Santiago de Chile, Buenos Aires, Sao Paulo. And since 2022, there is also an edition in LA. On top of all of this, just if you haven't had enough, a much smaller version of the festival Primavera Weekender has been taking place in Benidorm each November since 2019. The festival is really focused on indie rock, but it has a variety of genre, and I've seen in the last few years that it's bringing really, really different artists, and I'm super excited about that. Like, this diversity of genre is something that I love, because my taste is very eclectic, so this way I can see more great artists on the same place. So there are many hip-hop artists or pop artists or electronic dance music artists, and this year I noticed a lot of Korean or K-pop artists. I'm not a huge fan of K-pop, so I haven't seen them, but it was good to see that there was that variety as well. Not sure if that was happening previous years, but I always like seeing diversity also, because that affects the audience. So then you see a diverse audience, and that's just beautiful. Now, this year, the festival actually brought together 193,000 spectators on a 3 main days in Parc del Forum. But actually, the whole festival lasts the week. So there is a part of Primavera Sound called Primavera in the Town, or better say, Primavera a la Ciutat. I have no idea if I said that correctly in Spanish, but basically it's a Primavera in the city. And that means that there are many other venues of where the Primavera festival is happening, and few days before the festival. I haven't seen much of that part of the festival. I did arrive on Wednesday, so I did manage to see this one day of this pre-festival program and a little bit of Primavera Pro, which was Primavera in the town in CCCB location. And this was really good just to take a break from the main ground of the festival. But to be perfectly honest with you, my biggest focus was the main festival. And considering how much energy you needed to actually cover it, this is what I mostly focused on. Also, as I said, my hotel was 15 minutes walking distance from the main festival. So that was on top of it. Super convenient for me. Not to mention that I was 15 minutes away from the beach, making it probably the best place for me to be. But altogether, if we are looking the Primavera sound in the town and the one in Parc del Forum, there were altogether 317 shows that turned Barcelona in the most unique place in the world. But let's go back to the Tonight Show. As I mentioned at the beginning, I will be focusing on two artists. That means that I will be playing an interview that I did with both of these artists and their music. So first one that I will focus on is Dagger Moth, or as I mentioned, Sara Ardizzone. And this one-woman band is really, as she likes to say, an eclectic guitarist by choice and singer by chance. Now, for me, I would say the Dagger Moth is a very special experience, almost like a mesmerizing experience. And when I was looking at the program, immediately when I heard a few of her songs, I stopped and I listened to the whole album. And I knew that I actually have to reach out and try to talk to her. So Dagger Moth had several performances on the festival. There were actually three performances, and they were all happening on a pro stages. One was on a day pro stage, and the other two were on night pro stage, which is actually stage of main Primavera Sound Festival in Parc del Forum. I managed to catch her after her first performance in Parc del Forum, and it was a little bit of a crazy day because it was the pre-day of the official festival, so I couldn't get my accreditation at the festival itself, at the festival grounds, so I had to actually run to the day location in CCCB, get my pass, and then run back to the festival. But everything worked out, and I really arrived just at the moment when she was starting, and it was really great performance. Sara was doing her thing. She looked amazing on the stage, very confident. She's an experienced musician, so she was really a great live. She looked well and she sounded amazing. And one of the most great things that I believe can happen to the musician when they are having this great gig is that people are coming in and hearing her sound and actually passing by the stage and staying there. And this is exactly what happened. And so as I was standing there in the beginning with several people who knew what to expect, the place around the stage started filling up. And there were all these people that actually just came by, heard the great music and stayed. There were some movements about her timetable. And actually the time when she was performing was perfect because it was exactly the time when people start coming to the festival. And her sound just managed to capture them. I'm going to play in tonight's show Sara's latest album, which I think is really great. It's the album that I listened to and liked, and that's the reason why I reached out to her. The album is The Sun is a Violent Place. And we will be talking during our interview about the album, and you will be able to hear all the songs between the interview. So without further ado, let's start with Sara playing an interview, mixing up with her music, and I'm going to tune from time to time just to remind you that you are listening to Gimme a Beat.
Hello, everybody. I'm Dagger Moth, a one-woman band from Italy, and you're listening to Gimme a Beat. Thank you.
this conceit of self. We'll try so hard to want it, but we might blink out. Hit by sun.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm a bit exhausted, so I don't know if I can speak.
We can try. But I think it's also you're exhausted for the reason because the gig was amazing. So you changed the time of the gig, but I think it was a better time because people were around. Yeah. And everybody got attracted by your sound.
They stuck with you. I was surprised by these because I thought maybe I'm here along with my guitar. No one's going to listen. They want to go dancing somewhere else. And people standing and listening. I was surprised.
People would pause, then they hear, and then they stay. That's always a good.
That's a win-win.
That's a win. So how was it for you?
I was so exhausted that I wasn't even emotional about doing this because I was like so weary that I just wanted to play and then have like...
Because it's your second gig of the day.
My second gig today, and I came by car from Italy yesterday, and we had such a long and devastating trip, like more than 10 hours, and didn't sleep last night. So I started my day and I was already tired this morning, so... I'm pretty happy and satisfied with what happened.
Good.
Like waiting
Queen.
A little bit about your career. So you say you're first of all a guitar player and then you're a singer, but tell me, like, how did it actually get to the point that you to decide even to be an artist, to be in music?
I think I would have never imagined that I could stay alone on stage like 20 years ago, because I'm quite shy. I don't have a big ego. But I started playing guitar because my father was playing guitar when I was a kid, and that was my first love. And I'm in love with guitar sound and guitarists. But I had many bands when I was younger, and all these bands came to a halt, like a standstill, at a certain point, all together at the same time. But I didn't want to quit with music, so I started imagining something different, and I started realizing that maybe staying alone was the better solution. So I didn't have to make compromises with anybody about musical tastes, about the logistics, because I have quite a DIY approach. I wanna get things done, you know, at a certain point. And so, like 12 years ago, more or less, I started this solo set with loops, guitars, and minimal electronics. And I've always been interested in that kind of mix that you can have with guitar and electronics, but without making sound the guitars as something completely different, like Depeche Mode are a reference point for this kind of interaction between.
Without making it danceable.
Yeah, without a bit dark. That was the focus for this project, but I listen and play many other kind of music.